You are largely in control of your own success. Before you wait on someone else to hand you the next opportunity, make success happen for yourself. I had this idea to address the sexism conversation in a new and innovative way that would bring men and women into a conversation that would not only raise awareness, but empower both parties to do something together about addressing the elephant in the room involving sexist behaviors and sexual harassment. No one liked my idea because they feared it was too controversial and couldn't be done. So they wouldn't give me the platform to present my proposed program for this very important issue. So after a lot of roadblocks, I decided I could not ignore the passion in my heart for this project any longer. So I went into MSH mode, which is what I lovingly refer to as make success happen, or if you know me really well, and we are not in mixed company, I'd say make shit happen. And so I did. The pitch challenge today, what passions of your heart do you need to MSH? Every day, we have the option to make our own success. However, most rarely go for it. Why is this? Could it be fear? Is it self-doubt? Do you feel dependent on others? If you are not making success happen for yourself, who are you making it happen for and why? It's always scary and a little intimidating taking that first step, but it's only this way because you are not used to doing it. Making success happen for yourself is a muscle that needs to be routinely exercised, or you will not remember that you have this power and ability inside you. Once you take action and MSH once, you will know that you can do it. For me, I took action on my sexism communications project by developing a 6-week seminar series. I sponsored and directed the entire project on my own. It was a lot of work, but in the end, so worth it. From a heart perspective, I know I helped so many people have a platform to speak about such a taboo topic. It was healing, healthy, and transformative. For others, they heard truth for the first time, and it motivated them to immediately take actions that I know will leave a lasting legacy for the next generation of professionals in their wake. And finally, the visibility and respect I gained from initiating and directing this project was far more impressive than if I had convinced one conference organizer to allow me to speak one time on this subject matter. The Elephant in the Room Sexism series reminds me once again that when others are slamming a door in your face or limiting your potential, there's always a window cracked open nearby calling your name to climb through it and MSH anyway. In reality, nothing is stopping you except yourself.